2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and it's Thursday, the 16th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 66 degrees.
Well, we start off with traffic on I-15 in great shape. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, we now have body camera footage from when Moab police talked to a missing woman and her boyfriend.
Was that what you were attempting to do?
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Moab police were called by someone else who says they saw the couple fighting. They separated the couple. Officers spoke to them separately about what was happening. Gabby Petito told the police they were frustrated with each other and it had been a long road trip.
What's going on? How come you're crying?
I'm just crying. We've just been fighting this morning. Some personal issues.
As body camera footage came to us from ABC News, the officers separated Petito and Brian Laundrie for the night, but did not file any criminal charges. That was August 12th. Her family says they last heard from her on August 24th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The stepfather of Gabby Petito is putting up flyers in hope someone has seen her. KSL TV's Garna Mejia continues our team coverage in Wyoming. She reports park rangers are now joining the search.
Police in Florida named Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, a person of interest. But apparently, Laundrie's still not talking to police. Officers say he returned to Florida on September 1st, but according to family members, he never called them. It's why Petito's stepdad, Jim Schmidt, is asking him to come clean. The other family members continue advocating in New York and Florida, where the investigation is being spearheaded.
Police in Florida say Laundrie has not made himself available to be interviewed by investigators. Here is Stephen Bertolino, a lawyer for the Laundrie family.
At this time, none of the Laundrie family is going to issue a statement except through myself.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I've advised them that that's the way it needs to be.
Police in Northport are expected to hold a press conference later this morning around 10 local time. We'll bring that to you here when it starts.
Salt Lake police are investigating a fatal auto pedestrian crash near downtown. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details this morning. Heather?
Well, Tim, it started as an argument over a television show near 900 West, 1000 North. Salt Lake Police Lieutenant Valencia says a couple were fighting about 11 p.m. last night and the girlfriend left the house. A short time later, the boyfriend heard a loud crash.
When he came out, he saw the girlfriend on the ground and a white vehicle leaving the scene at a high rate of speed.
Lieutenant Valencia says the female driver of the white car did return to the scene and is cooperating with police. He says there's no sign of DUI with the driver, but the couple were drinking. The name of the victim has not been released, but she was 20 years old. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The state of Utah is facing a lawsuit over a deadly bus crash in 2019 that killed and injured over a dozen Chinese tourists. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
The lawsuit says the road near Bryce Canyon National Park didn't have enough warning signs, there was no rumble strip, and it was designed without much room for error. And it says that's why a tour bus full of Chinese tourists went off the shoulder, rolled, and killed four people and seriously injured others. Now, UDOT hasn't commented on the case, but the NTSB investigation found the road design was not a factor. Those suing are seeking money for lost wages, medical bills, and emotional suffering. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Four gold medal Team USA gymnasts say the FBI botched an investigation into former team doctor Larry Nassar, which allowed Nassar's abuse to continue. USA Today sports columnist and ABC News contributor Christine Brennan says the testimony has an impact.
To see these incredible women, especially Simone Biles, everyone just watched her 6 weeks ago in Tokyo and all that she went through there, and there she is in a Senate hearing room, bearing her soul, talking about being a survivor of Larry Nassar, the horrors. It's probably well into the hundreds and hundreds of people that he abused, sexually abused for years. It is a reminder that this never goes away, never goes away for them. And that means it shouldn't ever go away for us.
The gymnast testified yesterday in a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing about the abuse they suffered.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.